Given how strict part two is, why is it then that it may that our partners working in Bronx Partners for Healthy Communities can share information that's subject to part two without consent? And this language comes from guidance from the state, but it is really applying the law, applying part two. Some part two disclosures are permitted if the parties enter an agreement known as a Qualified Service Organization Agreement or QSOA, where a part two program has entered into a QSOA with an entity, patient consent is not required. In the case of a PPS partner that is a part two healthcare provider, one possibility is that the PPS lead organization is both the HIPAA business associate and the part two QSO or qualified service organization of the PPS partner. As a business associate and QSO, the lead organization is, on behalf of the PPS partner, receiving and using patient information to fulfill the requirements of the DSRIP program so that the part two PPS partner will be able to receive the DSRIP payments.